In a beautiful and bright garden, the sun was shining, and four insect friends were talking together, sharing their thoughts for the plant that made the garden truly special. Sydney Spider.
Ha! Sydney Spider says it's the sunflower. I spin my silk highest to catch the morning sun, and no one overlooks the sunflower. What do you all think,
Spark Firefly. I love dandelions. Their cheerful yellow crowns are so bright, and they look like tiny stars when my light gently shimmers over them. Don't you agree, Antonio? Antonio Ant.
Humph. Dandelions are all right, Spark, but Antonio Ant needs the ancient oak tree. It's strong. It gives the best shade for my tunnels, and its roots are unyielding. That's how an ant thrives, Sydney, not by hanging from a mere sunflower.
Luna Ladybug.
I think rose bushes are truly wonderful. They're so generous with their sweet smell, Antonio, and their petals are so soft. Even the thorns protect us all, don't you think, Spark?
A soft breeze rustled through the leaves, as if the garden itself was chiming in with its own opinion, making the insects pause. Sydney Spider.
The sunflower is definitely the best, but it's so tall, and the sun is making me warm. I need a breezier spot. This is harder than finding a quiet corner to build a web, Luna.
Spark Firefly. Look, Antonio! The dandelions are reaching toward the sun. They seem so happy and bright, don't they? And they're much easier to visit than the tall tree you love. Antonio Ant.
Yes, Spark, but the oak's shade is constant. And look, Luna, this acorn is nearly too heavy for me. Maybe your rosebush could grow a bigger one next year, eh?
Luna Ladybug.
Oh, Antonio, maybe.
And Spark, your dandelions are truly lovely. I think every plant makes the garden beautiful, don't you? And so, through their friendly conversation, the insect friends celebrated the beautiful cooperation of the whole garden. What a truly wonderful place to live!